said at the time when we submitted the financial plan to the HEA that things would continue as normal in Killybegs for this year. And we did have a couple of new programs developed in the tourism area. So we would expect the trend that has continued over the last number of years that we would have more students studying in Killybegs this year. We still have the situation where we're debating with the HEA regarding the financial situation there and how we might try and address that, whether it's a transfer or retaining the campus in Killybegs. You know, there has to be an input there from the Higher Education Authority in terms of the long-term funding and sustainability of that. But generally at the moment, there's been a good response to the programmes, and we would encourage people that are still looking at that area, you know, to consider it, because you only have to look at the county throughout the summer. You look at the food fair last week and the number of graduates that were involved in that. You know, there's a lot of activity going on in this county in the tourism area, and it is a very vibrant industry to be involved in currently.